感谢主给我们早晨这样的机会能够聚集在他的家中。
We thank the Lord for giving us this opportunity this morning to gather in his family.
愿主早晨再来与我们说话。
May he again speak to us this morning.
我们现在开始了我们来读底数的经文。
As we begin, we want to read a few scriptures.
我们先读创世纪第十二章第一节。
Let us begin with Genesis chapter 22 verse 1.
十二章。
Oh, sorry. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1.
我们创世纪十二章第一节。耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族户家，往我所要你指示的地去，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。
Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Now the Lord said to Abram, go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house.To the land which I will show you, and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, so you shall be a blessing.
第三节，为你祝福的，我必赐福于他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了。
And I will bless those who bless you, and the ones who curse you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth will be blessed. So Abram went forth as the Lord has spoken to him.
我们知道这里是神呼召亚伯兰。
And we know this is when God called out Abram.
要他离开本族本家。
That he will depart from his relatives and his father's house.
在第四节，亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了。
So in verse 4 it says, So Abram went forth as the Lord has spoken.
我们第二次要读创世纪二十二章。
And secondly, we'll read Genesis chapter 22.
我们读二十二章，我们读第一节到第三节。
Again, we'll read from verse 1 to 3.
这事以后，神要试炼亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕。”他说：“我在这里。”神说：“你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去。”在我所要你指示的山上，把他献为欢祭。亚伯拉罕清早起来，背上驴，带着两个仆人和他儿子以撒，也劈好了欢祭的柴，就起身往神所指示他的地方去了。
Now it came after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. He said, Take now your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah.And offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I will tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and he split wood for burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him.
这里是亚伯拉罕，神呼召亚伯拉罕来献他所爱的儿子以撒。
So here God tested Abraham and called him to sacrifice his son Isaac.
这里第三节讲到，在次日的清晨，亚伯拉罕就准备好起身往神所他只是要他的地方去。
And in verse 3 it says, Abraham rose early in the morning to go to the place where God had told him.
好，那我们现在来读希伯来书。
Then let us turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
啊，我们读。这里要读几处的经节。
We'll read a few portions from this chapter.
我们先读希伯来书十一章第八节。
First, chapter 11, verse 8.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去往将来要得业的地方去。出去的时候还不知往哪里去。
By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance.And he went out, not knowing where he was going.
第二，从第九节到第十节，他因着信，就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，以那同门一个应许的以撒、雅各一样，因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。
And following verse 9 and 10, by faith he lived as an alien in the land of promise, as a foreign land.Dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise. For he was looking for a city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God.
我们读十七节。亚伯拉罕因着信被试炼的时候，就把以撒献上。 这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己的独生儿子献上。
Then verse 17, by faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was offering up his only begotten son.
好，我们有个祷告。
And we have a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主，我们感谢你，每次我们知道能够来到你的面前，都是主的恩典，是主的怜悯。
We know that every time we have a chance to come before your presence, it is all because of your mercy, all because of your grace.
主，我们早上也是借着这一点点的时间，主，让我们能够将你的心意能够说得清楚。
This morning, by a little time that we have, we pray that we can speak clearly of your will.
让我们听的讲的。欢迎的都能够同盟建造。
That all who hear, all who speak and translate can be built up together.
那我们在信心的道路，我们能够一起往前。
That we can progress and press forward on this way of faith.
祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you and pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，今天早上呢，要借这个机会呢，跟弟兄姐妹们分享亚伯拉罕的信心。
This morning, through this opportunity, I want to share with you the faith of Abraham.
我们在上次呢，跟弟兄姐妹们分享亚当、亚伯、以诺跟诺亚。
And I think last time we talked about Abraham, Abel, Noah, and Enoch and Noah.
我们知道亚当他是人类的始祖。
We know Adam is the forefather of mankind.
他一人的悖逆呢，罪就入了世界。
But through one man's disobedience, sin entered into this world.
可是神他造人的目的，他还是没有改变。
But God never changed his purpose for which he created man.
神他那永远的旨意必定要成就。
His eternal purpose will be accomplished.
亚当失败了。
Yes, Adam did fail.
神兴起亚伯。
But the Lord raised up Abel.
亚伯因着信，他献祭于神，比该隐所献的更美。
By faith, Abel offered a sacrifice more beautiful than Cain.
亚伯让我们看到神所欢喜的是他我们的献祭来到神的面前。
And we see, through Abel, we see that the Lord delights for man to come before Him with sacrifice.
我们是献神所要的。不是献我们自己所看为好的。
And to sacrifice to him what he delights, not what we deem as good.
以诺呢，他被接去，他不至于死，他与神同行三百年。
And Enoch walked with God for 300 years, then he was taken up that he would not see death.
神所要的，那我们能够与他同行。
And this is what the Lord delights, so that we can walk with him.
诺亚呢，他因着信预备了一只方舟呢，使全家得救。
And Noah, by faith, built an ark so that he and his household were saved.
诺亚忠于神的托付，他建方舟，在那个世代是被人讥笑的。
And he was faithful to God's entrustment, even though he was ridiculed in his generation.
诺亚的世代就像我们今天一样。
And the generation of Noah is just like the generation today.
我们走在主的道上，有时候被人轻看，被人讥笑。
And as we walk on the way of the Lord,often were ridiculed by the world.
可是诺亚他持守神所托付他的。
Yet Noah held fast to what the Lord has entrusted him.
没多久，人类要建巴别塔。
And quickly after Noah, man were to build the Tower of Babel.
人要与神同等。
And they want to be equal with God.
所以神就变乱了他们人类的口音。
So the Lord confused the language of man.
神的心意还是要成就。
Yet his purpose will still be accomplished.
神要继续往前。
And he will continue to move forward.
所以神就拣选了亚伯拉罕。
Therefore he chose Abraham.
亚伯拉罕的意思就是多国之父。
And the meaning of the name Abraham is the father of many nations.
在旧约圣经用了将近15章来记载亚伯拉罕的故事。
In the Old Testament, the Bible used almost 15 chapters to record his story.
今天呢？我们是以信为本的人，我们都是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
All of us who are of faith are sons of and daughters of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕呢，因信神的话，神就算他为义。
Because Abraham believed the word of God, it was reckoned to him as righteousness.
我们今天也因信主耶稣基督，我们也被称为义。
In the same way, because we believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, we are also called righteous.
我们被称为被拣选的族类。
We are called a chosen race.
我们被称为君尊的祭司。
A royal priesthood.
圣洁的国度。
A holy nation. A people belonged for God's own possession.
这都是神的恩典。
And this is all by His grace.
因为这些都是白白的恩典。
Because all this came so freely.
那我们现在来看一下，刚才呢，希伯来书呢，用三个点来。给亚伯拉罕的一生呢下了一个定论。
As we read earlier, the book of Hebrew concluded Abraham's life with three points.
当门招的时候，他就遵命出去。
First, when he was called, he obeyed and went out.
第二点，他因着信呢，他就等候那座有根基的城。
And secondly, by faith, he was looking for the city which has foundations.
他在地上过的是寄居，是客旅的生活。
Even though he was living as an alien, as a sojourner in the land.
最后，他能够因着信献以撒。
Lastly, by faith, he was able to offer up Isaac.
我们今天就这三个点来看亚伯拉罕。
So through these three aspects, we want to look at Abraham's life.
我们来看亚伯拉罕的遵命而行。
To see how he was able to trust and obey.
在英文里面他说是 obey and went, 就是他顺从就马上就做。
And because in the English it says he obeyed and went out.
就我们刚才在十二章创世纪十二章所读到的，当神的话临到他的时候，他就往前走，他就去了，就往迦南去。
As we read in the book of Genesis, when the word of the Lord came to him, he obeyed immediately and went out.
所以我们知道神呢他在我们的心中呢，他要我们能够信靠顺服。
So we know the Lord wants us to obey Him and trust Him from our heart.
好，那我们现在先从回到创世纪的二十二章第一节。
So we'll go back to Genesis chapter 22, what we read.
创世纪的二十二章第一节说：“这些事以后，神要试炼亚伯拉罕。”
And verse 1 says, "Now it came about after these things, God tested Abraham."
那我们知道呢，在这二十二章讲到这些事呢，是讲到从创世纪十一章的后半段到创世纪的二十一章。
And we know after these things, he talked about the latter half of chapter 11 all the way to this point.
我们知道这一段呢，是讲到亚伯拉罕他生命灵命成长的过程。
And he talked about the progress of the growth of Abraham's life.
神也不要我们停留在做婴儿的阶段。
The Lord does not want us to remain as an infant.
神不要我们仅仅得救。
He does not want us to be merely saved.
神要我们能够长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
He wants us to grow and mature in the fullness of Christ.
因为希伯来书说，只是义人必因信得生。
Because the book of Hebrews says, the righteous shall live by faith.
他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。
And if he shrinks back, I have no delight in him.
所以神需要我们往前。
Because that we see God wants us to press on forward.
所以呢，我们今天讲的第一点，我们往前的第一点就叫一个学习一个顺服的功课。
So this first point is to learn the lesson of obedience.
我们知道神向亚伯拉罕显现。
We see how the Lord revealed himself to Abraham.
神是一步一步的带领。
And he leads Abraham a step by step.
神第一次在他无尔在他显现。
First, he appeared to him in the land of Ur.
他就跟着父亲一家到哈兰。
And he followed his father to Haran.
在哈兰呢，等到他父亲死了呢，神第二次向他显现。
After his father passed away in Haran, the Lord appeared to him again.
他就来到了迦南。
Then he went out from there, came into Canaan.
在那迦南呢，神又跟他说话。
And the Lord spoke to him in the land of Canaan.
我要把这地赐给你的后裔。
He said, I will give this land to you, to your descendants as an inheritance.
亚伯兰就在那边筑了一座坛。
And Abraham built an altar there.
这是何等美的一幅图画。
It is a beautiful picture.
亚伯兰信而顺从。
Abraham trusted and obeyed.
到了神所应许的地方。
And he followed the Lord to the place of the land of promise.
筑坛敬拜神，与神有交通。
And he built an altar there and had fellowship with God.
所以在约翰福音，主耶稣说：“有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。”
And that's why Jesus said in the Gospel of John, he who has my commandment and obey it, he's the one who loves me.
今天呢，主召我们。
And today the Lord has called us.
我们是不是也清楚地知道神的呼召？
Do we know clearly of the calling of God?
我们要脱离那个罪恶的辖制，我们要进入那爱子的国度。
We need to be set free from the bondage of sins to enter into the kingdom of the beloved Son.
我们要离开我们的旧有的光景。
That we need to depart from our old conditions.
我们要进入基督的里面。
We need to enter into Christ.
所以保罗说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
So Paul says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
今天我们都是新造的人。
Today we are all new creations.
我们都是蒙召的人。
We have all been called.
神在我们的心上都有一个旨意。
And he has a purpose that's set in our heart.
我们要常常的来到神的面前，我们思想。
We need to come before the Lord often and consider.
我们行事为人是不是与所蒙的恩典相称
？Are we living, in the manner worthy of the grace by which we're called.
神召我们的目的是为要我们宣扬那召我们出黑暗入光明者的美德。
The purpose of the Lord is so that we can be called to proclaim the excellency of Him who called us out of darkness into a marvelous light.
多少时候我们这件事上，我们实在是亏欠了神的荣耀。
So often we have fallen short of God's glory.
可是呢，很快的，饥荒就临到。
But quickly, in the land of Canaan, famine came.
弟兄姐妹，很多事情外面的环境我们不能控制。
Very often we cannot control our outward circumstances.
但是我们可以来到神的面前寻求。
But we can come before the Lord and seek before Him.
在创世纪十二章这里记载，当饥荒临到的时候，亚伯兰他没有求告耶和华。
In chapter 12, we see when famine came, Abraham did not seek before the Lord.
他直接就下埃及。
And he directly went down to Egypt.
神的心意是要他的百姓来依靠他。
The Lord wants his people to trust in him.
而不是走自己的道路。
Not just to walk in their own ways.
那我们知道亚伯兰下埃及之后呢，他的结局就是说谎。
We know the result of him going to Egypt is that he has to live by his lies and deceit.
欺骗。
And deceit.
这不是神所要的。
And that is not the Lord's way.
可是神允许亚伯兰下埃及。
But the Lord permitted for him to go down to Egypt.
但这不是神所喜悦的。
Even though this is not what delights him.
所以难怪保罗告诉我们要查验何为善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
That is why Paul tells us to test and prove what is good and perfect and pleasing will of God.
我们知道我们的生命中很多的事情，我们做，神允许我们做。可是并不是神喜悦我们做。
We know in our life there are many things that we are allowed to do, we're permitted to do, even though it is not God's perfect will.
在这件事上，亚伯拉罕失败了。
And on this matter, he failed.
可是我们如果仔细读圣经的话，神还是祝福他。
But if you read it carefully, the Lord still blessed him.
当他出埃及回迦南的时候，他是带着牛群、羊群回去的。
And when he left Egypt and went back to Canaan.He left with oxes and cattle, and he became even richer.
这点我们或许很不明白，为什么一个欺骗的行为，最后神怎样还是祝福他
？And perhaps we cannot understand, through an act of deceit on Abraham's part, the Lord still blessed him.
我想神这样的目的，像亚伯拉罕，像亚伯拉罕能够领悟到，这是神的恩典。
I think at least.On Abraham's life, from his perspective, he truly can understand that this is God's blessing.
他是不配得那些牛群羊群的。
This is grace from the Lord that he is not worthy. He did not deserve to receive all the cattle and all the wealth.
只是在神的怜悯里面，神乃是施恩与他。
But by God's mercy, the Lord showed him grace.
今天我们也是一样。
And today, it is the same way with us.
我们今天我们所有的一切都是白白的恩典。
All that we have is a free grace from God.
不是我们配得的。
Not that we have deserved any of it.
照着我们的行为，我们没有一样是配得的。
By our own actions, we have not deserved anything.
可是，神所珍贵亚伯拉罕的一点。
But the Lord really treasured one thing from Abraham.
他对向着神的信心没有改变。
That he did not lose faith before God.
不管在任何的环境下
，in whatever circumstance，
他信他的神
，he he still trusted his God.
信那呼召他离开本族本家的神。
He trusted the God who called him out of his own father's house.
下面呢，下面讲到罗德。
Then it came to the story of Lot.
因为他们从埃及回来之后呢，他们的羊群众多。
Because after they came out of Egypt, their cattle and their sheep, their herds increased.
他当初离开乌尔的时候，带着罗德跟他到处跑。
And when he first left Ur, Lot followed him everywhere.
那我们知道，在圣经里面讲到罗德是个失败的义人。
And we know Lot in the Bible is a righteous man who failed.
他渐渐东移，他住在索多玛的城内。
He moved eastward until he settled in the city of Sodom.
我们知道亚伯拉罕的生活呢是帐篷住帐篷的生活。
And we know Abraham lived in tents.
罗德呢，他是个爱世界的人。
But Lot had a heart for the world.
他讲的话没人相信。
And all his words in that city, nobody believed him.
所以神说。若爱世界，爱护的心就不在他里面。
That's why the Lord says, if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
所以不在神计划里面的神都要拿掉。
And the Lord will remove everything that is not in his purpose.
所以呢，虽然亚伯罕罗德是亚伯罕的侄儿。
And even though Lot is the nephew of Abraham,
神还是要他离开他。
The Lord removed Lot from Abraham's side.
在马太福音说到，爱父母过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
So in the book of Matthew, the Lord says, if anyone loves his mother and father more than me, he's not worthy of me.
爱儿女过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
If you love your son and daughter more than me, you're not worthy of me.
他虽然爱罗德，可是神罗德不在神的计划里面。
Even though Abraham do love a lot, yet,
所以罗德离开以后呢，亚伯罕就可以筑坛。
Yet Lot has to be removed from Abraham, and after that he built an altar.
就可以与神恢复交通。
And he restored his fellowship with God.
他就可以得胜。
And he overcame again.
因为我们知道，在罗德离开之后呢，他跟四王五王的征战里面，他得胜了。
We know after Lot departed, Abraham gained victory over 4 and 5 kings.
所以我们要学的第一个功课，信心的功课，就是要信而顺从。
So this is the first lesson we need to learn in our faith, is to trust and obey Him.
不管在怎么样的环境里面
，in any circumstance，
顺从神的带领。
To trust and follow His the Lord's leading.
第二个功课呢，就是等候。
Secondly is to wait.
这个等候的功课是最艰难的。
And this is one of the most difficult lessons to learn.
因为今天我们都在过这个等候的日子。
Because today we're living in the day of waiting.
我们从蒙召到被赎。
From the time we're called to the time that we will be redeemed.
能够得荣耀。
To receive glory.
我们是在成圣的阶段。
It is a process of sanctification.
在这个成圣的阶段就是一个等候的时候。
And this process is a process of waiting.
亚伯拉罕因信他等候那天上的耶路撒冷。
By faith, Abraham looked forward to the heavenly Jerusalem.
这个等候这个词呢很有意思。
And this word wait is very interesting.
在以赛亚书里面讲到说，那等候耶和华的必如鹰展翅上腾。
In book of Isaiah, it was translated that those who hope in the Lord, shall rise like eagles.
那个等候呢，在那个以赛亚书讲的是 hope。是个盼望。
So this wait has the meaning of hope.
我们等候是带着盼望的。
And those who hope in the Lord, we wait with a hope.
在希伯来书十一章第十节呢，那等候那天上的家乡呢，有根有基的神，那个等候呢，是期盼。
And in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 10, it's also translated as wait, but the English says, for he was looking for a city.
在英文是 looking forward to， 就是有一个等候，一个期盼。
Or he is looking forward to something. There is something that he's looking for.
所以我们今天呢，我们在地上呢，我们在等候。
And today here on earth we're waiting.
我们这个等候呢是有目标的。
And there is a purpose for which we wait.
所以保罗说他向着标杆直跑。
That's why Paul says I press on towards the goal.
今天我们都一起，我们在等候那个得荣耀的日子。
Today we're all looking for and waiting for that day that we will receive glory.
因为在亚伯拉罕呢，他在等候的日子呢，他看到这世上的日子像做客，像住帐篷。
And while Abraham was waiting, he sees his life on this earth as living as a sojourner, as an alien in this world.
同样的呢，今天呢，我们也在等候。
And today we're also waiting.
我们也在等候呢更美的家乡。
We're also looking forward to a more beautiful country.
我们就要有这个看见。
And we should have that vision.
我们看见我们在这世上的日子，我们不过是客旅。我们不过是寄居。
To see that as we're living in this world, we're nothing. We're just sojourners. We're just travelers.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们在等什么
？What are we waiting for？
等有一天，孩子长大了就好了。
May perhaps we're waiting until our children grow up one day, and they will be good.
等有一天，我退休了就好了。
Perhaps we're waiting one day I'll be retired, then life will be good.
你退休了想做什么？
What would you do after you retire?
有人说退休了我想去环游世界。
Some people say I want to go travel the world.
环游完世界你要做什么？
And then what do you do after you travel through the whole world?
我也不知道。
I don't know anymore.
如果我们一个等候没有目标的话，
If we're waiting without a purpose,
我们是何等的可悲，何等的可怜。
And how pitiful we will be.
我们也看到很多年轻人。
We see many young people.
他们等着高中毕业。
They're waiting to graduate from high school.
再两个礼拜就要毕业了。
Two more weeks they will be graduated.
他们就自由了。
And they will be free.
他们以为他们就自由了。
They think that they will be free.
很多时候我们不知道我们求的是什么，我们所要的是什么。
So often we don't even know what we're waiting for, what we're asking for.
我们有些事情我们可以等，有些事情我们是不能等的。
There's something that we can wait for. There's something that we cannot wait.
因为我们不知道我们的明天如何。
Because we don't know what tomorrow holds.
我三哥一直说有空要来美国看我。
I have an elder brother who has always said that when he has time, he will come to visit me in America.
可是今年初他因为得癌症就离开了这个世界。
But even the beginning of this year, because of cancer, he passed away.
所以我们知道有些事是不能等的。
And we know there are things that you just cannot wait.
有时候我们想到要给父母打个电话，我们说等有个时间我再来打。
Sometimes we say we'll call our parents on the phone, and we'll say when we have time, we'll call them.
有时候想要跟儿子去吃个饭，我等有时间再跟他去吃个饭。
We say when we have time, we'll take our children out for a meal.
我们有时候神有感动，要我们打电话给弟兄姐妹，我们说或许太晚了，下次再说吧。
Sometimes the Lord gives us an urge to call a brother or a sister, and we will say maybe it's too late. We'll do it when we have time.
等我退休了再来好好的读圣经。
Or whenI will read the Bible carefully after I'm retired.
弟兄姐妹们，我们不知道我们有没有明天。
We don't even know if we have tomorrow.
有些事情我们是不能等的。
There are something that we cannot wait for.
我们趁着还有今日，我们一起要来追求认识我们的主。
Pursue and know our Lord while we still have today.
求主让我们有那智慧的心。
May the Lord give us a heart of wisdom.
让我们来认识他，
so that we may know him.
那明白在我们身上的目的是什么？
To understand his purpose in our life.
我们上礼拜五弟兄跟我们分享到，我们要知道我们是谁。
Last Friday, a brother shared with us we should know who we are.
我们都是神所拣选的。
We are all chosen of the Lord.
神在我们的身上有一个荣耀的旨意。
The Lord chose us for a glorious purpose.
我们要有这个看见。
We should have that vision.
我们知道。我们在世上的日子是寄居的，是客旅的。
To know that we're sojourners, aliens in this world.
我们盼望的不是这世上的东西。
We're not looking for the things on this world.
我们所盼望的是那天上更美的家乡。
We're looking for a more beautiful country in from heaven.
我们这样的等候才有力量。
And with that hope, we'll have strength. That our hope and our strength will be renewed.
愿主的话这样的激励我们。
And may the Lord encourage us.
在不一各样的环境当中，让我们能够因着信抓住主的应许。
That in all circumstances, by faith, we can hold fast unto His promise.
在以实玛利的事上，亚伯拉罕失败了。
And we see afterward, Abraham failed again in the matter of Ishmael.
有时候我们来看说，亚伯拉罕一个信心之父 怎么在这些事上一再的失败呢？
We see Abraham being the father of faith. How come he failed over and over?
如果我们今天站在他的光景里面，我们可能比他好不了多少。
If we are in his shoes today, perhaps we won't fare any better.
我们知道，当撒拉跟亚伯拉罕讲说要把夏甲嫁给他的时候，让他为他生一个儿子的时候
，We know when Sarah suggested to have Hagar to give birth to Abraham for a son.
因为那个时候亚伯拉罕已经在迦南十年的时间了。
And at that time, Abraham has already been in Canaan for 10 years.
他已经等了十年了。
He's been waiting for 10 years.
老了。
He's getting old.
可是神应许他。子孙如天上的星，海上的沙。
But the Lord has promised that his descendants will be as numerous as stars in the sky, as sand on the seashore.
撒拉又不生。
And Sarah is barren.
一个儿子都没有，怎么成为多国之父呢？
And how can he be the father of all nations if he doesn't have one son?
所以就自己来了。
So he said, I should take matters into my own hands.
就生了一个以实玛利。
And Ishmael was born.
在加拉太书说那是从肉体来的。
And Galatians says Ishmael came from the flesh.
当亚伯拉罕100岁的时候，神照着应许把以撒赐给他。
And when he was 100 years old, by God's promise, God gave him Isaac.
神要他等25年。
God asked him to wait for 25 years.
他等十年就来不及了。
But he couldn't wait any longer after 10.
可是我们知道，以撒是凭应许生的。
We know Isaac is born of the promise.
是神所要的。
And it is the desired of the Lord.
所以当他献以撒的时候，他说你要献上你的独生子。
Therefore the Bible says, offer up your son, your only son Isaac.
以实玛利在神的眼光中是没有地位的。
In the Lord's eye, Ishmael
因为他是不属于神的。
Ishmael is doesn't even have any position in God's eye because it did not come from God.
所以在创世纪21章的时候，当亚伯拉罕把以撒赶出去的时候
，When in chapter 21, when Abraham chased away Ishmael from the house,
以实玛利，对不起，把以实玛利赶出去的时候
，When he chased away Ishmael from the household,
在22章就这事以后
，And then we came to chapter 22 after these things.
我们回想这过。他的一辈子。
So we look back to his whole life.
他蒙召，他出离开本族本家，离开乌尔。
As he was called, as he departed from his own father's house, left Ur.
他来到迦南。
And he came to the land of Canaan.
他筑坛。
He built an altar.
他敬拜。
He worshipped.
他失败。
And he failed.
他离开罗德。
And he left Lot.
他赶出以实玛利。
And he chased away Ishmael.
所以这个时候呢，神最后一个功课要来教导他。
And so through all these, the Lord was teaching him lessons.
所以说这事以后，神要试炼亚伯拉罕。
So after all these things, the Lord tested Abraham.
所以一个信心的功课，第三门课是献以撒。
So the third lesson that he learned in faith is to offer up Isaac.
第一，遵命而行。
First, to trust and obey.
第二。等候。
Secondly, to wait.
第三个要献以撒。
And thirdly, to offer a sacrifice.
我们知道献以撒是神终极的考验。
We know this is the climax of God's test to him.
神没有用世界的东西来试炼亚伯拉罕。
And the Lord was not testing him by the things of the world.
像那少年官来到主的面前问说怎么样才可以得永生。
Like that rich young ruler came coming before the Lord asking how can I gain eternal life?
主要他变卖所有的他放不下。
The Lord asked him to sell all he has and give to the poor and he could not give up.
他就忧忧愁愁地走了。
So he left sorrowfully.
所以我们知道在世界这方面亚伯拉罕已经得胜了。
And we know Abraham already overcame in the matter of the possessions of the world.
因为我们知道当他救回罗德的时候
Because remember when he rescued Lot.
索多玛王跟他说你要什么东西都可以拿去。
The king of Sodom told him you can take whatever you want.
可是他说呢你的东西一根线一个鞋带我都不拿。
But he told the king of Sodom, I will not take any one thread or one lace from you.
免得你说我使亚伯兰富足。
Unless you say, I made Abraham rich.
弟兄姐妹们，有些功课当我们还学不会的时候
Brothers and sisters, there are lessons that we have not yet learned.
我们就在那里永远出不来。
And then we'll circle around that one lesson and we cannot move forward.
当学会了，神就让我们往前。
But once we learn it, the Lord brings us forward.
在这里，神要亚伯拉罕献以撒。
And here, the Lord called Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac.
以撒是亚伯拉罕的最爱。
And this is the beloved son.
因为我们知道，在他献以撒的时候，他100岁生以撒。
And we know he gave birth to Isaac when he was 100 years old.
在他献以撒的时候，以撒已经是个童子了。
And at this point, Isaac is already a young lad.
他也可以背柴。
And he can carry the wood for burnt offering himself.
他可以走三天的路。
And he can walk, hike for 3 days.
他是一个很强壮的少年人。
And he was a strong young lad.
所以这个时候亚伯拉罕大概至少120岁左右。
So perhaps Abraham is already 120 years old.
所以这里呢，神又向亚伯拉罕显现。
And here Abraham, the Lord appeared to Abraham again.
所以当神要他献以撒的时候呢，亚伯拉罕他清早就起来就出发。
As the Lord called out Abraham, and he rose up early in the morning.
他的时间呢，他就跟他当初神呼召他一样，他马上就做。
And just like when the Lord called him at the first time, he obeyed immediately.
在往摩利亚的山上的路上呢，他们二人同行。
And the father and the son walked together towards the mountain.
在这里圣经讲了两遍。二人同行。
And here it said very clearly, they walked together.
这是何等美的一幅画。
And it's such a beautiful picture.
不但亚伯拉罕顺服，以撒也顺服。
It was not only Abraham who was obedient, but also Isaac together.
他们一起走向摩利亚山。
And together, side by side, they walked towards Moriah.
神要他去的地方。
To the place where God had appointed.
要献以撒。
To offer a sacrifice.
当以撒躺在那祭坛上的时候
As Isaac laid on the altar,
神说他恍惚从死中得为他的儿子
And Abraham says he as if he gained the son from the dead
亚伯拉罕的一生他用行为来见证他的信心
And through his whole life Abraham testified for his faith by his actions
因为没有行为的信心是死的
Because faith without actions is dead
弟兄姐妹们
Brothers and sisters
保罗在罗马书里面讲得很清楚。
Paul said it very clearly in the book of Romans.
亚伯拉罕所信的神是那叫死人复活、死无变有的神。
And Abraham believed the God who can cause, who bring something out of nothing, who brings life out of death.
耶和华是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
Therefore, God is pleased to call Himself the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
今天他是不是也是我们的神
？Today is He our God?
我们是不是？在他的面前战惊恐惧。
Do we have a fear and trembling before his presence?
我们在这审判的路上，我们等候主的再来。
And on this way of judgment, we can wait for his coming.
我们知道，我们在这世上的日子是寄居，是客旅的。
And that we may know that we are not but sojourners and alien in this world.
我们所盼望的是那更美的家乡。
And we're looking for a more beautiful country.
我们等候主的再来。
And we're waiting for his coming.
我们因着信
，by faith，
因着信来走这一条成圣的道路。
by faith we can walk on this way of sanctification。
因为除了信而顺从，除此以外不能得他的喜悦。
because there's no, you cannot be happy but to trust and obey。
感谢主。
thank the Lord。A portion from Philippians.
请大家打开腓立比书。
Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书三章。
Verse 8.
三章八节。
This is, you know, Paul, the Apostle Paul wrote quite a bit about faith and a lot about the doctrines and teachings of faith. But whenever you read in Philippians, this is a chapter that, or a book that describes the experience of the Christian walk.And therefore, in this instance, the experience of walking with living faith.
使徒保罗写了很多有关信心的书信，但是真正要看这个，就是说信心的操练是在腓立比书里面。
Philippians 3:8 says,
Yea, verily, I, Paul, count all things loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but refuse, that I may gain Christ, and be found in him, not having a righteousness of mine own, that which is of the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him, that I may know the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed unto his death.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督，并且得以在他里面，不是有他自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义，是我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
Now, brothers and sisters, there's a principle in the scripture that if the Lord really has something deep upon his heart, it's repeated several times in the scripture.
所以圣经里面有这样一个原则，如果有什么事情是在主的心底里面，那就是会在圣经里面重复几次。
I know myself as a teacher, I do this quite a bit when I lecture.
所以我作为老师在上课的时候，我很多时候也这样做。
I would say something like this.Robert just gave us three points of faith in the life of Abraham. Bear with me on this. The three points that Brother Robert just mentioned are so important, they'll probably be on the test on Monday. So, as you're preparing for Monday's test, please consider the three points that our brother just shared on the life of Abraham's faith.
OK, 我们的那个 Robert 弟兄刚刚给我们交通了三点，那这个三点呢，我们在星期一的考试的时候会考到，所以你回家复习的时候最好仔细的思想 Robert 弟兄刚刚提到的三点。
Now, I heard a little whispering when we started singing, and there were some brothers and sisters saying, is this the third or fourth week in a row that we've sung Trust and Obey?
当我们开始诗歌的时候，我听到弟兄姊妹在下面后面说，这是不是我们已经第四次或者第五次在最近的几个星期里面在重复唱这首歌
？Well, whether it's three or four times, maybe the Lord's telling us we need to trust and obey.
所以如果有重复了这么几遍，也许是主要告诉我们，我们要信而顺从。
And brothers and sisters, we've heard a lot of sharings recently, even on faith.
很多的时候，最近我们也听到很多的交通有关信心。
Maybe the Lord is telling us that we need to have a life of living faith.
所以也许神是告诉我们说，我们要有一个活的信心，要有一个信心里面的生活。
Now, whenever you have two brothers sharing on a similar topic, there's going to be some overlap.
所以每当有两个弟兄来交通同一个话题的时候，很多的时候会有一些重复。
So I may say something that Robert's already shared this morning, and you'll have heard it twice.
那也许我会讲到 Robert 弟兄刚刚已经交通到的，那你就是第二次听到了。
If you're bilingual, you will have heard it four times.
如果你懂英文和中文的话，已经听了四遍。
So may we humble ourselves and just ask the Lord, Lord, what are you speaking to your people?
所以让我们谦卑我们的心，让我们来问我们的主，主，你要向你的子民说什么话
？I'd like to share this morning two questions regarding faith.
所以今天早晨我要交通到信心里面有关信心的两个问题。
The first question is, why live a life of faith?
第一个是为什么要过一个信心的生活。
The second question, what is the urgency of living a life of faith?
信心生活的急迫性是什么。
So let's take up this first question of why live a life of faith.
那我们先来看我们为什么要过一个信心的生活。
Well, brothers and sisters, it's very simple. We must live a life of faith.To be united and to know the living Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们只有过一个信心的生活，我们才能够在主耶稣基督里面合一，才能够真正的来认识他。
Every 3 years when we travel to Turkey, we have a tour guide, and she says a lot about the prophet Jesus Christ.Or Jesus, excuse me, the prophet Jesus.
每三年我们都去一次土耳其，那个导游的话都会讲到很多有关先知耶稣的事。
Sadly, this Muslim lady knows a lot about Jesus, she doesn't know Jesus.
虽然这个导游他知道很多耶稣的事，但是他不认识耶稣。
We can only truly know and be united with the Lord Jesus Christ when we have living, trusting, abandoned faith.
只有当我们里面有真正的信心，抛弃我们自己，我们才能够真正的认识我们的主耶稣。
If I could give an example, it's like two magnets.
这就像两块磁铁。
Now, as a kid, I loved playing with magnets.
我小时候很喜欢玩那个磁铁。
When the teacher was talking about the science of it, I couldn't help myself. I would just be playing the whole time with magnets.
上那个科学课的时候，我只是自己在下面玩那个磁铁。
And I always wanted the two poles that weren't supposed to come together. I always tried to see if I went fast enough, if I could get them to connect.
那如果两个正极它们通常是相斥的，但是我就想如果我很快的话，是不是可以把它们放到一起。
But no matter if I came at a different angle or if I came straight at it and I came fast or slow, no matter what, they would never connect.
但是不管我从用不同的角度或者我多快多慢，这两个磁铁都不会相连。
And the thought that the Lord gave me regarding this, it's the Lord Jesus, the living GodWants to be and commune and reveal himself to man.
也就是我们主耶稣基督，我们的活的神，他愿意和我们有交通。
But unfortunately, because Satan said, "I will do this, I will do this," sin came into this earth, and the "I am," God is "I am," cannot connect with the "I will" of man.
所以因为这撒旦他说我要做这我要做那，所以神这一位我就是不能和我们里面的我要相连。
If the Lord had come to Abraham and said, Abraham, move from Ur, and Abraham says, I will as soon as I finish this last business transaction.
如果神对亚伯拉罕说你要离开乌尔，那亚伯拉罕说啊，我要把我最后一次那个出差做出差完了以后才能走。
He could have never entered into this life of faith.
他就不能进入这个信心的生活。
We can read the Bible, we can know a lot about the Lord Jesus, but until our heart is a heart of faith and a heart that is undone, I have been crucified with Christ, and it's no longer I that live, but Christ lives in me.
所以当我们里可以读很多的圣经，我们也许知道很多耶稣的事，但是如果我们里面没有一个信心的生活，今天活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，我们就不能够真正的认识我们的耶稣基督这位主。
It's only when we live a life by faith that magnet can turn around and then all of a sudden come together.United.
所以只有当我们过一个新鲜的生活，我们才能够真的把那个磁铁翻过来，让那个正负极接在一起。
You see how simple it is? Repentance. Turn 180 degrees, unity.
所以我们看就是这么简单，我们只是要悔改，180度的转变，那我们就可以和我们的主耶稣有连接。
And because we don't know the Lord, we find ourselves caught in rebellious sin.
所以很多的时候，因为我们不认识我们的主，我们就在一个放肆的罪里面。
We live a prideful life.
我们就过我们自己的生活。
An angry life.
一个愤怒的活在一个愤怒里面的生活。
A life of gossip.
是活在一个放肆里面的生活。
Now we're older, so we know how to hide those things.
当我们长大以后，我们知道怎么样隐藏这些事情。
In the church, we love to gossip. We just call it fellowship.
很多的时候我们在教会还是讲闲话，但是我们把它叫做交通。
So brothers and sisters, maybe we'd be willing to 1 John 1:9 confess our sins, make that turn so that we may know the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们就像那个约翰一书一章九节里面说的，我们要到主的面前来认我们的罪。
The second reason we need to live this life of faith is it reveals the will of God and allows for there to be a leading of the Holy Spirit.
第二个过信心生活的原因是因为它会向我们显明主的心意。
As our brother shared, about pleasing the Lord, Hebrews 11:6 says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord."
在希伯来书十一章六节里面说到，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
It's impossible to please the Lord because we don't know His will.
我们不能够得神的喜悦，因为我们不知道他的心意。
If we don't know the Lord's will and we're not led by the Holy Spirit, then often we fall into presumptuous sin.
因为我们没有知道神的旨意，所以很多的时候我们没有圣灵的引领，我们就明就放肆，我们就擅自进入我们的罪。
Now, rebellious sin of jealousy and gossip and pride, those are pretty ugly.
所谓的骄傲，所谓的闲话，这些都很丑陋。
But presumptuous sin is a little more subtle.
但是放肆的罪也许更不那么明显一点。
It looks good on the outside.
在外面看来也许很好。
Peter is a great example. He knew the Lord, and in a way, early in his life, you see Peter kind of straying away from a rebellious sin because he knew the Lord and he walked with the Lord.
所以很多的时候，我们可以看到彼得是一个很好的榜样。他认识我们的主，他也不放肆。
But our dear brother had not really come into living faith quite yet, and had fallen into some presumptuous sin.
但是很多的时候，我们看到我们的弟兄其实还没有进入一个信心的生活，所以他很多的时候就会犯一个放肆的罪。
For example, when Peter hears about Jesus going to the cross, and Peter said, "No, Lord, may this never happen to you."
当主说他要上十字架的时候。彼得甚至对主说愿意这个不再不会发生。
That sounds good, but it's a presumptuous sin.
这个虽然听起来很好，但是这是一个放肆的罪。
He's assuming that he's doing the Lord's work by keeping him from the cross.
他认为他不让主耶稣上十字架是在做主的工。
At the Transfiguration, Peter said, "Let's build three tabernacles."
在变化山上他要建三座帐篷。
Presumptuous sin again.
他那个也是一个放肆的罪。
When he defended the Lord with a sword at the Garden of Gethsemane, another presumptuous sin.
当他拔出刀来，在砍了那个祭司仆人的刀的耳朵的时候，那也是一个放肆的罪。
So often, our service in the church today can be presumptuous sin.
很多的时候，我们在教会里面的服侍，也是出于我们自己的心意。
How many times have we lost our temper with a spouse or with our children because we need to get to the meeting to serve?
很多的时候，因着我们要需要早来教会来服侍，我们就对我们的配偶或者孩子发脾气。
The Lord says, "Don't you know my will? My will is that you would love your wife, love them first, then you can serve."
你主难道没有对我们说过，你不知道我的心意是要爱你的妻子，爱你的儿女，然后你可以来侍奉我？
So we see in Philippians that living faith allows us to know the Lord Jesus, allows us to know His will, and finally, living faith brings us to the omniscient, omnipresent power of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以就腓立比书里面我们可以看到，活的信心可以让我们认识主耶稣，认识他的心意，也让我们认识他全知的大能，那能力也是无所不在的。
The Lord Jesus wants us to know Him.He wants us to know His will, and then He wants us to have His power here on earth as it is in heaven to rule, to allow Him to rule here on earth.
所以主愿意我们知道他，也愿意我们知道他的心意，让他的心意行在地上，如同行在天上，可以让他在地上作王掌权。
To give you another example, the disciples, when they were here on earth and they're walking with the Lord Jesus, thank the Lord they were out of their boats, they were out from behind their tax collector's desk, and they were following the Lord.
所以你想那些门徒，当他们在地上跟随主耶稣的时候，他们不再用打鱼，他们也不再需要去收税，他们可以跟随主耶稣。
And imagine passing that first demon-possessed person that they came upon.
当他们经过第一个被鬼附的人的时候，
For years, they'd probably run into people that were demon-possessed or those who were sick or lame.
很多年，他们也许都看到很多被鬼附或者是有病的人。
But now, because they know the Lord Jesus, their Lord of order, their Lord of strength and health, they recognize this isn't right.
所以，当他们因为这他们认识主耶稣，他们第一次看到这些事情是不对的。
Maybe we should stop and address this situation.
所以他们应该停下来来解决这个问题。
And then as they walked with the Lord, they knew that the Lord wanted to heal. He wanted to make right.
所以当他们和主耶稣一同在地上行走的时候，他们就看到主愿意来医治。
But we know the sad story specifically of the demon-possessed when they came back and they said, Lord, we know this isn't right. We know your will is to heal him, but we couldn't do it.
但是很悲伤的是他们回到主的面前说，主，我们知道这个不对，我们知道你愿意治愈这些人，但是我们不能。
And of course the Lord Jesus says, O ye of little faith.
当然主对他们说，你们这些小信的人啊，
If you had the faith the size of a mustard seed, you could move mountains.
你只要有芥菜种那样大的信心，就可以让山移开。
So brothers and sisters, that's why we need to have living faith, so that we might know, so that we might know the will of the Lord, and we might have that power.
所以这就是我们为什么要有活的信心，所以我们可以认识主，认识他的心意，也有他的大能。
So the second question is, why the urgency?
那第二个问题是说，为什么这是一个急迫的事？
Why is the Lord making us sing trust and obey four times?
为什么主要让我们唱信而顺从四次？
Why is Chip repeating Robert's sermon?
为什么 Chip 弟兄重复 Robert 弟兄的那个讲道？
Because the Lord's asking us this morning, and this is the urgency. Do you know the Lord well enough to see the sin that is in our own lives and the sin that surrounds us?
但是你是不是认识主耶稣到一个程度，你可以认识到你自己里面的罪和你周围的罪？
Do we know the will and the heart of the Lord Jesus, that his heart is broken with the sin and the evil that is in this world?
但你知不知道主因着这个地上的罪和你里面的不顺从而心碎？
Do we take it seriously that the Lord would love for his people to escape sin, to come out of sin, and to live the victorious life today?
主愿意他的子民能够脱离罪，来过一个得胜的生活。
So the urgency is, why do we put up with it?
那所以这个急迫性是说，我们为什么要忍受这一些？
You know, this world is only a picture and a symptom of the sin that is in the church today.
而这个世界只是教会里面的罪的一个图画。
It's really sad. We hear within Christian circles, you know, we scoff. Right now, there's a talk about gay marriage.
这个同性恋的婚姻在我们基督徒当中，我们也许会嗤之以鼻。
And there's the whole argument: was the person born this way? Were they raised this way? The argument goes back and forth.
所以很多的时候，他们就会说啊，这个人因为生来就是这样，他被教养就是这样。
But in our own lives, we often use that. Well, I was born with a temper, I always have a temper.
那但是我们到我们自己，我们就说我们生来就脾气大，所以我脾气大。
I was born with addictions and indulgences, and I'm just going to have to live with that.
所以很多时候我们说我们生来就有这个嗜好，所以我就是这样。
Or within our family, we tend to be very proud, but we have good reason to be proud. I know it's not good, but we're born to be proud.
那我们家的人都很骄傲，但是我生来就是骄傲，所以我就骄傲。
So we give ourselves excuses because of our birth.
因为很多时候我们因着我们出生就给我们自己这样一个借口。
Or we watch the news and we see someone that's a horrible criminal and we say, well, it must have been his upbringing.
那很多时候我们看到电视里面说到一个罪犯，那我们就说也许他是他小时候的教养。
We use the excuse that, well, you know, I was kind of raised as a selfish kid, so how can I help it as an adult?
所以很多时候我们说，我小时候就被教养成为很自私的人，那现在我也没办法。
You know, I kind of love money, I like diplomas, I like having a professional career.
所以很多时候我喜爱钱财，也喜爱学位，也喜爱那个职业上面的头衔。
But ever since I was this big, my mom and dad told me I was going to be a professional withall the names, the PhD, whatever after my name.
但是这是因为我也许就这么大的时候，我父母就告诉我说我要得这样的一个学位。
So it's not really my fault, it's my upbringing.
所以这不是我的错，这是我的教养的问题。
Brothers and sisters, this is really how we're living today.
所以弟兄姊妹，这其实是我们今天活的光景。
We find just enough excuses.
我们只是找足够多的借口。
Even presumptuous sin.
因为即使是那些放肆的罪
，You know, I need to go to the meeting on Sunday because if I don't, I know that sister's going to call me and say, where was I?
那我知道我星期天要去聚会，因为我如果不去，有一个姊妹也许就会打电话给我说，你今天去哪了
？Or I'm on the list to do that service, so I better go, or I'm going to be in big trouble.
因为我也在那个侍奉的那个名单上面，如果我不去的话，我就会有难处。
Or it makes us feel good.
或者是说我觉得这样对我很好。
Yeah, I did my service this week.
因为我今天这个星期做了我的侍奉。
All of this are lives lived without faith.
所有这些都是没有信心的生活。
It's living in the flesh.
这是活在肉体的里面。
We make it look good, but it's still the flesh.
也许外面看来很好，但是还是活在肉体的里面。
And unfortunately, this lack of faith within ourselves and within the church, makes the church a misdirected and powerless institution.
所以因着这样缺乏这样一个信心，教会就成了一个被误导的而没有能力的这样一个机构。
I'm talking about our individual lives, our corporate life here in this room, and the church universal.
我不单说到我们个人这里的一个教会和整个地上的教会。
The church has become too big. We dare not live a life of faith. We have too much to lose.
教会是这样的大，所以我们不敢过一个有信心的生活，因为我们怕有太多东西会失去。
Well, Abraham had a whole lot to lose when he took Isaac up on that altar.
所以当亚伯拉罕把以撒献在祭坛上的时候，他会失去很多。
But he was willing to lay it down.
但是他愿意把所有这一切都放下。
No church is too big, no church is too important that it needs to stray away from living faith and keep the motion in the institution running.
所以没有一个教会是这样的大，这样的重要，所以可以过一个没有信心的生活。
Individual lives, Oswald Chambers, how important was he? Well, the Lord took him at a very young age.
很多的时候，我们的奥斯瓦弟兄，当他很年轻的时候，主就把他带走。
William Borden, another man who left it all, left the Borden name and the Borden fortune, and went to serve the Lord, and the Lord took him early.
William Borden, 他也把他的名，把他的财富都放下，从年轻的时候就起来去侍奉主。
No life is too important, no institution too important that we shouldn't lay down and live a life of faith.
所以没有一个个人，没有一个团体是那样的重要，可以让我们过一个没有信心的生活。
So no wonder the Lord's return is delayed.
所以我们就知道为什么主的再来被延迟。
The Lord Jesus is victorious in the heavens, but it's a mess down here on earth.
虽然主在天上得胜，但是在地上是何等荒凉的光景。
But that's not his fault, it's ours.
但这个不是我们主的问题，乃是我们的问题。
As it says in 2 Chronicles, we had this verse just recently, 2 Chronicles 16:9, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro through the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is perfect towards him.
就像历代志下16章9节里面说的，耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能，帮助向他心存诚实的人。
The Lord is looking for groundwork.
主看到要看到我们那个根基的工作。
When he sees and he's looking and he sees those who he can be strong with, those who he can give his life to, he's even more encouraged because in Matthew it says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them.
很多的时候主是寻找那些他可以交托他心意的人，就像在马太18:20里面说的，因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
In all the history of wars,
在所有战争的历史当中，
there's never been a great invasion without some groundwork and without some strongholds taken behind enemy lines first.
很多的时候你看到说没有一个战争是可以赢，没有一个就是说很好的根基，没有一个同伴。
I promise not to get into the history.
我答应我不是在这里上历史。
But when the Lord returns, he wants to say, in this area here, among my church, I am strong with them because I have sought them and they have responded to me.
很多时候主在地上可以说，这边的一个教会，我与他们同在，因为他们有一颗向着我的心。
When he sees a fellowship of two or three really before the Lord praying his will be done on earth as it is in heaven, he says, now I can return.
所以很多的时候他看到有两三个人奉他的名聚集，他就说我来祷告说愿他的旨意行在地上如同行在天上，主就说我可以回来。
That's why this is so urgent, because we could be part of the Lord's second return.
所以这是为什么这件事这么紧急，因为我们可以成为主回来与在这件事上与他同工。
That's more important than anything we do starting Monday morning.
这比我们从星期一开始要做的任何一件事情都更重要。
Let's look at a couple examples as we end here of those that were prepared for the Lord's first coming.
那我们来看一些那个例子，是在主第一次来到地上的时候。
When the angel came to Mary and said, you're going to have a child, she could have said, I'm way too young, I'm not ready, I don't have a slush fund yet, just wait a bit.
所以很多的时候，当那个天使对玛利亚说她要有一个孩子的时候，她也许可以有很多的借口，我还太年轻，我还没有预备准期。
But look at her words, it says in Luke, be unto me according to thy word.
但是我们来看路加福音一章三十八节里面玛利亚所说的说，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
You know, the big phrase of the age we live in today is a woman has a right over her own body.
而今天这个时代，我们很多的时候说是我们有权柄来主持我们自己的身体。
And Mary saying here, be unto me according to thy word.
但是玛利亚在这边说，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
So she's making groundwork of a living faith.
所以她为着信心的功课来做，来打一个根基。
Joseph is then told, your espoused one, your fiance is going to give birth. It's not going to be yours. Not even going to have your name. Matter of fact, if I could open up the future, I'll tell you you're going to die very young.
约瑟他有人对他说你那个玛利亚会怀孕生子但不是你的儿子但是你在很年轻的时候也会去世。
Through faith, Joseph says, I won't even enjoy marital relations with her.I'm not going to give him the name that I would like to give him. I'm going to stand up for what the Lord God wants, and I'm going to step forward.
约瑟说，我愿意遵守主的旨意，不是照我的意思来给他起名，而是照神的意思。
Men in this room, this is a great privilege to say, we will stand for what the Lord wants. Not what the world tells us we want, not even what our family expects of us, but we will do the Lord's will.
那很多时候我们需要这样说，我们要来行主的旨意，不是这个世界告诉我们，不是我们自己家所要的。
Even if we get no credit.
虽然我们也不会得到奖赏。
But at the same time, look at Herod, King Herod.
很多时候来我们来看叙利王
Unlike Joseph, Herod wasn't willing to give up anything and he decided to slaughter countless young ones just to get rid of the baby Jesus.
不像约瑟他不愿意放弃他所得到的所以他杀了很多的婴孩
Look at the shepherds. They looked into the heavens, they heard the word and they went to find the Lord Jesus.
那你看那些牧羊人他们听到了这个福音他们去找主耶稣
But the people in Bethlehem were too busy in their own homes, they couldn't even find room for the Lord Jesus.
但是伯利恒的那些人，他们在地上忙他们自己的事务，他们甚至都没有时间来为主预备一个房间。
Isn't that interesting? The Lord could have been born in any of those homes. No room. It was the shepherds who came and made the effort through living faith.
所以你看到这是一个很有趣的事情。我们的主可以出生在任何一个人的家里，但是没有，而是这些牧羊人来照顾他们。
And then one more contrast of living faith is the wise men.
那很多的时候，我们看到这个信心的一个对比，就是那些智慧人。
Wise men from the east.
而从东方来的智慧人。
Leaders in the east.
而从东方来的那些领袖。
Men of great wealth in the east.
他们也很富有。
Came to worship the Lord Jesus.
他们来这里敬拜我们的主耶稣。
There was a group of people that were already there. The people of Jerusalem were already there. They could have started worshiping before anybody.
耶路撒冷那些人本来就在那边，他们原来可以在任何人之间就来敬拜我们的主。
But when the people of Jerusalem heard the same thing from the wise men, it says, and the people of Jerusalem were troubled.
但是很多的时候我们看到那些耶路撒冷人听到这些东方来的博士所说的话的时候他们就心里作难。
So let's end with this one last question.
所以我们用最后这样一个问题来做结束。
When you hear the command, today you must live a life of living faith, does that trouble you or cause you to live a life of worship?
所以今天当你听到这样一个命令愿你来过一个信心的生活的时候你是心里作难还是愿意顺服。
When the Lord Jesus says, Behold, I come quickly, does that trouble you or does that cause you to worship?
但是当主来说的说我要快来的时候你是心里作难还是你愿意来顺服。
Tomorrow morning when I'm at work and I'm thinking about work and I'm living a fleshly life, I promise you, I will be troubled, and I will be fretting unless the Lord reveals to me and I obediently say, Lord, I want a life of living faith.
所以当明天我开始这个地上的生活的时候，我就会心里作难，除非主对我说，我要我过一个在信心里面的生活。
And with that, we'll be able to know Him, to know His will, and to have the power to be that groundwork for the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以只有这样，我们才能够认识他，认识他的心意，有那样的大能，来为他的工打这个根基。
It says four times in the scripture, the righteous will live by faith.
在圣经里面说过四遍，义人必因信而活。
It's in Habakkuk, it's in Romans, it's in Galatians, it's in Hebrews.
罗马书啊，哈该书。
What have we learned today? When the Lord says something three or four times, it's pretty important.
所以我们今天知道，如果主在同一件事上重复了四次或者五次，这是很重要的一件事。
With living faith, may we make that groundwork for the Lord Jesus.
就让我们用这样的一个活的信心，为主的工来打这个根基。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we are truly grateful for this word of living faith that you have given us this morning.
主，感谢你给我们这样的话语，让我们看到在你里面一个活的信心。
We pray that it would not stop as a word.
我们求你让这个不再停留在话语的当中。
But that it would be turned into life.
成为我们的生命。
The life of the Lord Jesus.
成为主耶稣的生命。
And Lord, we know that you want to give us yourself.
我们知道你愿意把你自己给我们。
You want us to have that life.
你愿意我们有那样一个生命。
And all we need to do is trust and obey.
而我们所要做的只是信而顺从。
Lord Jesus, you make it happen.
主，愿你来成就。
Lord, we pray this week we would be able to say that we have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me.
所以今天这个星期愿这句话成为我们的祷告，不是我们自己活着，乃是主耶稣基督在我们里面活着。
May we live that life of faith.
愿我们有那样一个信心的生活。
We ask all this in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Just continue to take a few moments.